Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and in her one-woman play, No Child, about experiences teaching theater to 10th graders in the New York City public schools, Nalaja Sun defines thespian for her students as actor, citizen, lover of all things great. And it's obvious from the play that she takes that definition to heart, crafting a play to heighten awareness of a public issue. And to judge from some of the rave reviews she's been getting, it achieves greatness. Critics have compared her to Lily Tomlin, Whoopi Goldberg, and John Leguizamo, actor, playwright, teaching artist. Nalaja Sun joins me now. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm also a New Yorker, too. You can add that.
Did you go to the New York City public schools?
No, I didn't, actually. I went to a Catholic school for 13 years. God bless my soul.
But you did teach at one.
Yes, I taught. Oh, I've taught at about 50 public schools in the past 8 years.
And you're a brave woman to proclaim the word thespian to a group of 10th graders, as
right.
You do in the play. I can imagine
of
their reactions.
Course. Oh, yes, of course. They all think I'm saying lesbians. I ain't no Rosie O'Donnell. Shoot.
In the play, you play all the parts, students, teachers, the security guard, the evening's guide, the custodian, and yourself, an actress struggling to pay back taxes and rent and keep acting. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. Actually, I just finished paying my IRS back taxes, and teaching artistry is the kind of job that financially, you really don't, you know, make that much money, and they actually don't even take out taxes from your check, so you wind up losing out in the end financially, but spiritually and in your soul, you wind up being very fulfilled.
And that's a position in the New York City Department of Education,
yes,
teaching artists.
Yes, it is. In fact, NYU has a PhD department that there are graduate students who are learning how to be teaching artists.
Wow.
Which I'm sure all of the regular teaching artists are like, oh, great, another job I'm out of. Wonderful.
When the New York Times profiled you, you spoke of your aim with the play to slice a school building in half, mm-hmm. to show what's hidden inside. Mm-hmm. So what aren't people seeing from the outside?
I think what people aren't seeing are the students as human beings, as young individuals, as I think a lot of people see students, especially teenagers, as these weird adults who are not quite adults yet, and that they are, but they are also very much people who are still dealing with a lot of their, you know, adolescence. They're dealing with a lot of issues that they're very confused about, and I don't think nowadays we're really giving them the stuff that really can help them to launch into their adulthood, and the media certainly isn't helping them at all.
You're going to do a short excerpt from the play for us.
Well,
thank you
guess
for that.
I will.
Would you launch into that right now?
It's 8:04 a.m., 5 minutes for the start of the day, and we on the second floor of Malcolm X High School in the Bronx, USA. Right over there in my janitor's closet. Just right of the girls' bathroom where the smell of makeup, hair pomade, and gossip fills the air in the morning light. Right over there in Mrs. Kennedy's room. She the principal. For 17 years been leading this group of delinquents. Oh, I'm sorry. Academically and emotionally challenged youth. She got a lot to work with. 17 feet below my very own lies $100,000 worth of a security system. This includes 2 metal detector machines, 7 metal detector wands, 5 school guards, and 3 New York City police officers, all armed. Guess all we missing is a bomb-sniffing dog. And right over there in Miss Tam's class, she one of them new teachers. Worked as an associate in the biggest investment firm in New York. Then coming home from a long, dreary day at work, read an ad in the subway. Y'all know the ones. Offer you a lifetime of glorious purpose and meaning if you just become a New York City teacher? Mm-hmm. The devil's lair on the IRT. I adore Miss Tam. She kind. Docile. But I don't think she know what she got herself into.
All right. So, actress Nilaja Sun performing an excerpt from her one-woman show, No Child, which, by the way, I neglected to mention the theater, which is?
The Barrow Street Theater, 27 Barrow Street and 7th Avenue in the Greenwich Village.
Getting rave reviews, comparing her to Whoopi Goldberg, John Leguizamo, Lily Tomlin. Now, that was the custodian character you're
That's
doing,
right?
Uh-huh. Who tells the audience, among other things, that they can take the 6 train from the richest congressional district in the country to mm-hmm. the second poorest in just 20 minutes.
Right. Right. And actually, it's not the richest anymore. This is a quote that was figured out by Jonathan Cazale in the book Amazing Grace. He did that kind of research. And the research that I and my dramaturg did now is that what happens is that on the 59th Street is one of the richest congressional districts, whereas in the South Bronx, in Brook Avenue, it is, in fact, the poorest by far.
Interesting. Yes, Jonathan Cazale, who also wrote Savage Inequalities, mm-hmm. a real seminal book
about and Shame of a Nation, which is his latest schools. Book, which is fantastic.
There you go. No Child, is it a reference to the No Child Left Behind law in particular?
Yeah, it kind of is, and it kind of is a call to the community to try to, I guess I kind of, there's been a lot of talk about No Child Left Behind, obviously, and there's a lot of talk about, pedantic talk about the law and how we can change it, but it doesn't seem to me that anyone is really talking about the kids. And so I was really interested in getting to the root of the matter, which are the kids. And I don't want anyone to come in thinking that I'm going to talk about the evils of No Child Left Behind, although I think that perhaps you can see in an hour, you can probably try to figure out where arts need to be discovered in the school system, as well as where there are holes in our with our teens nowadays learning, as well as writing this, I really wanted to find the human thread in this craziness that we're going through now. And in 2007, No Child Left Behind is going to be kind of spoken about again. And I really wanted it to be out in the open before that.
One of the human threads that you connect with in the play, you're preparing the students to put on a production of Our Country's Good. And I'm not familiar with that play, but I understand it's set in a prison where the prisoners are in the process of putting on a play.
That's
so you've
right.
got, I think, a play within a play within a play going
right,
there.
Right, exactly.
Why that play?
That play because in the past 8 years, especially in the past 5 to 6 years, I have really come to terms with the fact that our kids really have a prison mentality. Even our best kids, when they walk through into the school, I mean, they literally, a lot of them have to wait for 40 minutes to get into...
Through security.
Yeah, through security.
Metal detectors.
Just 2 months ago, I went into one of my schools, and of course, I have to wait, even though I'm a teaching artist, I have to wait as well. The teachers have to wait. And one of my students was like, "Hi, Miss Sun, this is my grandma. Meet my grandmother." And she was like, "Hi, how are you? Do you know she had to go through the metal detectors?"
Huh.
I mean, they literally asked her to take out her wallet. I mean, she was 70 years old.
And I guess we can all relate to that in the post-9/11 world, but
yeah,
not many of us have to do it every morning.
Right. It's every morning. And it's also the kind of thing where the kids are very much used to it. You can see it in their faces. And having worked in Rikers as well, it's the same kind of idea. Of course, Rikers being a much more in-depth process of going through the detectors. But the kids have to go through a lot of the same things that our young prisoners have to go through as well.
But have you talked to your students about this explicitly, because you know they're there, those metal detectors,
mm-hmm.
for crime prevention, especially right. in schools that have had histories.
Mm-hmm.
So do the students feel that the inconvenience and maybe the humiliation of having to go through a metal detector every day is worse than the risk of crime if they didn't have that?
Well, a lot of students do kind of feel that, yes, it is good that we have these metal detectors because, as they say, they're crazy-ass kids out there nowadays, you know? But then there are those who feel like we're a really good school, you know? Sometimes there are schools, four or five schools housed in one campus, like the Martin Luther King campus or the Evander Childs campus. And there is one particular school that they feel that they're really good kids and they would never come into school with a gun or a knife, and they feel that they have to go through the same kind of rigmarole as all the other kids do, and they really feel that it's not fair. So they are very mixed about it.
Nilaja Sun, my guest on WNYC, creator and star of a one-woman show called No Child at the Barrow Street Theater. You know, when one of our producers saw the play, there were quite a few teachers in the audience, and a couple even moved to tears that night at seeing what they deal with daily, you know, brought to the stage. Are teachers your biggest fans?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm so glad. I didn't realize how underserved the population of teachers were in terms of theater. It wasn't until my third or fourth preview that I realized, I think teachers are going to like this show. And I have been so lucky to have teachers. There have been teachers from California and Vancouver, teachers from Michigan and Washington, D.C., who have come to see the show. And I'm really excited to know that I'm going to be touring after I do this open-ended run and visit them, because everyone is like, you have to come to our city. So I'm really, really excited.
Was the audience of your mind when you were creating the show not teachers, but more sort of the uninitiated in this
kind
world?
Kind of the uninitiated, yeah. The community who never walked into a public school, always kind of thinking, what's going on in the schools? Why are they deteriorating so rapidly? And I didn't realize that it was actually the teachers that were going to also bring these lay people, as I call them, in.
And have any of your students come to see the play?
Yes, about 1,000 of them have come.
1,000?
Yeah, and in September we're going to be having Wednesday matinees for more and more and more New York City kids.
Oh,
so
early,
bring your students.
Early enough in the day that
yes,
they can get
1 o'clock.
Out. Uh-huh.
1 o'clock, yeah. They're
right.
Just for New York City public schools. As,
really?
Well, I mean, of course, New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Hawaii and Samoa.
Whoever
Timor,
wants to come.
You know,
yeah. Yeah, just fly right in from
mm-hmm.
Samoa and
definitely.
See it at 1 o'clock and
okay,
go home
cool.
for dinner. Mm-hmm. And a special ticket price for those groups? Or do
yes,
you, know?
You can call Barrow Street Theater or go under Barrow, www.barrowstreettheater.com. And find them out. But that is, we have a nice discount for student groups, as well as teachers. There are groups of teachers who want to come see the show, and there are discounts.
I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, this is summer vacation.
Yes.
And so I have a feeling there's more than 3 or 4 teachers and principals and so forth listening right now.
Oh, there are a lot.
So how do the students like seeing themselves recreated on stage, Red Bull and all?
Truthfully, they're bugged out. They're usually my quietest audience. I think about this show. This show is, I think, adults and teachers really take to the show because they understand the in hindsight idea of this show. Whereas a lot of my students say, there is a young character in the play who misses out on the show. A lot of my students just think of him as silly for missing out on the show, or they see each character as living in the now, and they take them as they are now, rather whereas the adults see it as I remember when I missed out on my first grade kindergarten show, and I've been a wreck ever since. I go to therapy and it's just a mess. And
well, you know, it looked like one of the poor teachers you portray mm-hmm. could have used some stage presence. Have you ever thought of doing a workshop as a teaching artist for teachers on how to communicate with or control a classroom?
Oh, actually, no, I haven't. But a bunch of teachers and a bunch of administrators have asked me to do some demos. And, you know, it's really, I think it's about, you know, when you see like a mother who has 6 kids and she's like fantastic with all those kids, it's all about knowing, identifying each spirit in the child, and I'm speaking to that spirit, and each of them have different levels of energy, so it's all about speaking to each of them.
But this character, teacher, with
Miss Tam is her name,
with the lacking communication skills. Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of that?
I also see a lot of young teachers, unfortunately, who I feel, and a lot of people feel, are thrown into the public schools, and they don't really know what they're getting into, and they are eaten alive. They're eaten alive. And Miss Tam is one true example, and she comes from an actual person who I've witnessed, who was eaten alive. Not necessarily, I mean, you know, our students aren't cannibals, but...
You're talking about the difficulty of the experience.
Yes, very much so.
You mentioned that you went to Catholic school. How different do you recall your Catholic high school experience being from what you're seeing at Martin Luther King or Malcolm X?
I was scared alive. I mean, I didn't have that much courage to speak out loud the way a lot of my students do. I'm glad that they do have the modes to express themselves, but I didn't really. It was very scholastic, my Catholic school upbringing, and I'm very glad for that because now I'm a very disciplined kind of artist. However, it wasn't until I was in college, and even until now that I'm 19 years old. I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
I'm not 19. Okay,
but you don't look much older than that.
That's right, I don't. It wasn't until like nowadays that I'm starting to learn how to really express myself and really actually speak to elders and really let my voice be known.
Do you think there's something to be learned for the way the public schools are run from the way the Catholic schools are run?
Yes, I think our students are learning what's right. And how to say what's right and what's wrong. When I was in Catholic school, I couldn't figure out what's right and what's wrong, but I wouldn't necessarily say it out loud. Although at the same time, attention-wise, I think there's a lot of things going on in our school system. I could go on a diatribe about it, and a lot of it has to do with the diet of our kids, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that they watch a lot of TV and they play a lot of video games. And so what happens is that you have to be on every 5 minutes. I'm thinking of a new theater game, something new and different to work with them to get their attention. And I just don't think that teachers should be doing a juggling act every single day. And a lot of it has to do just with the fact that we need to get our kids to get them to maybe have 3 minutes of attention span in September, then maybe 10 minutes in October, then perhaps 30 minutes in
gradually,
June.
Gradually. We just have about 30 seconds left. Do you want to give some props to the Epic Theater Center that commissioned
Most
the play?
Most definitely. Yes, actually, they commissioned the play with the help of NISCA, New York State Council of the Arts, and they have been such an amazing support for the past 5 years since right after September 11th when they opened their doors and started teaching right after September 11th.
And they manage many of the teaching artists in the school?
Yes, they are the teaching artists in the school, and uh-huh. they are fantastic. And they are doing something that a lot of theater companies aren't doing right now, which is not only they are the teaching artists, but their teaching artists go on stage off Broadway and perform.
Nalaja's son, her one-woman show, No Child, is getting rave reviews. She's performing it at the Barrow Street Theater. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.